It's called dimethyl sulfide and is produced only by living organisms on Earth, primarily marine in nature. And planet K2-18b also resides in the habitable zone from the star it orbits. Virginia Tech professor of astrophysics, Nahum Arav.
Its distance from the star, giving the star amount of energy emitted, is indeed in the Goldilocks zone, the habitable zone around the planet, which means that liquid water can exist on the surface of the planet, like on Earth. Now, that is, of course, very important. The second thing that is important, that it's a relatively nearby planet.
As in 124 light years from Earth, two different Webb telescope measurements at various infrared settings have detected that dimethyl sulfide on K2-18b, but Arav says more time to use the Webb scope for observations is needed. However,
the James Webb Space Telescope is the most oversubscribed instrument in science history. You have to propose a research program, an observing program on Webb. What happened is currently the amount of time requested by people is almost 15 times larger than the amount of time available during the year.
Arav says the next level of space hardware that will look for life elsewhere in the universe may be several decades away. Gene Marano, WFIR News.